And a good morning again, everybody. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. For Terry Loomis, I'm Mick Kerr. The Environmental Protection Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers have acted officially now to rescind the Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, rule by sending a proposal to withdraw it to the Federal Register. That happened a week ago tomorrow. Earlier in the day, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt told the Senate Appropriations Committee's Interior Subcommittee that following withdrawal of the old rule, a proposed replacement rule would be issued by the fourth quarter of this year or the first quarter of 2018 at the latest. That gave him a little more wiggle room than his prediction to the House Interior and Environment Spending Subcommittee June 15th that a new rule, not just a proposal, would be adopted in that time frame. Ethan Matthews is Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. He says corn producers are very happy to hear this news. Chad Smith has the story.
Ethan Matthews is Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association, and he says corn producers are very happy to hear this news.
Not just because they're repealing the 2015 rule, which needed to be done, but also providing producers and folks who have to live under this law some certainty as to what their responsibilities are going forward.
Corn growers farm over 90 million acres in this country, which means they have a big role to play in the nation's water quality. Matthews said they need some certainty over what they can and cannot do and what they need to get a permit for.
There's a lot of proactive, voluntary water quality projects that they would like to do, and it doesn't help them to be hamstrung by bureaucratic red tape, fear of legal action. We want them to be free to go out there and do that good work without having to look over their shoulder. The government should be making these types of projects easier rather than harder, and so that's what we're excited to see this new administration doing.
Matthews says the announcement came about because the administration in Washington, D.C. is listening to farmer concerns, and that's a big change from recent years.
It's a huge change over the past couple of years from what we've been dealing with previously. National corn growers and our grower leaders made a big investment, a huge effort to try and influence the 2015 rule. We tried to share with them the concerns of agriculture and what it means to be a farmer and what type of certainty and clarity they need when it comes to Clean Water Act jurisdiction. Lots of meetings down at EPA with officials down there, and when the 2015 rule finally came out, it seems like that was all for naught, unfortunately. And so we're excited now to have an administration that is open to the concerns of agriculture.
The next step for the administration is for the agency to develop its own rule on Clean Water Act jurisdiction. Matthew said the corn growers are looking for clarity of what's jurisdictional and what's not under the Clean Water Act.
We expect that they're going to be working on that sometime late 2017, early 2018. We would like for them to draw bright lines in the sand so that producers are able to clearly understand what is and what is not jurisdictional, because the only certainty that was provided in the 2015 rule was that everything by default is most likely Waters of the U.S. We need producers to know that they have the ability to get out on their land, raise a crop, and do these types of positive water quality projects without fear of reprisal.
He adds it's important that the new rule doesn't say everything under the sun falls under the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. Chad Smith reporting.
Also in Washington last week, the Securing Our Agriculture and Food Act moved to President Trump's desk for final approval after passing through the U.S. House and Senate with bipartisan support. The bill helps to clarify the role of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in collaborating with other federal agencies on issues related to agricultural terrorism. CattleNetwork.com reports that the act amends the Homeland Security Act and assigns the DHS Assistant Secretary for Health Affairs with communicating and collaborating with federal agencies and stakeholders in DHS efforts related to food, agriculture, and veterinary defense against terrorism. The act does not alter or supersede the authority of the Secretary of Agriculture relating to food and agriculture. U.S. Representative David Young of Iowa, the author of H.R. 1238, says this important bipartisan effort works to enhance our national security and food safety for our children and families in Iowa and across the nation. I was proud to work with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to get this vitally important bill to President Trump's desk. Big visit last week to China by USDA's Secretary Sonny Perdue. We'll have an in-depth look at that meeting and what happens after the meeting now We'll take a break and be back with more Inside Agriculture right after this.